In our gospel for this Sunday, Jesus challenges us to make a choice. It's a stark choice, it's a simple choice, but it's a difficult choice. And that choice is, are we going to serve God or mammon? Are we going to serve God or mammon? The word used in Greek, mammonas, which is what mammon is in English, it refers to wealth and riches with kind of an avarice or greed-like mentality surrounding it. And the thing about riches is that we never really have enough of it. No one ever really thinks they have enough money or enough stuff. There's always this desire for more. Now, of course, we need money to support ourselves, to support our basic needs, but it often goes beyond that. How many of us have things in our house that we barely use or we barely look at? And if someone broke into our house tonight and stole it, we probably wouldn't notice that it was gone. But it goes beyond just material wealth. Mammon can also refer to worldly success. So we might then interpret the choice that Jesus has us make as, are we going to serve God or the world? And we can very easily serve the world without realizing that we're doing it. When you think about it, most Catholics spend about an hour a week worshiping the Lord on Sunday, which I'll talk about a little bit later. And maybe they spend some time praying throughout the week. Maybe they give some small time to God in prayer or offer a holy hour or something here and there. And that's good, and we certainly need to do those things. But do we let the Lord enter into our everyday decision-making? Do we seek him in what we do, or are we just seeking what the world wants? For example, at our jobs, are we just moving from one task to the next, checking things off our to-do list that we someday hope to finish, but really is infinite? At school, are students just trying to get a good grade on the next test, or trying to do that thing that they need to do to get into a good college, or just get that next win or accomplishment at whatever sport or activity that you do? What you'll notice is that if we just seek the things of the world, we're never really going to have enough. Because we'll get the next thing thinking, well, that'll be the end. But it just keeps going. Not only do we not have enough, but we'll actually never be enough because we're always going to come up short. It can often lead to us comparing ourselves to others. A sense of envy can creep in, having what others want, not relishing in their joys and successes, even in very extreme cases, wanting to bring someone down. And that infinite drive that we have, that desire for more, is actually a desire for God, because God is infinite, and he's placed that desire for him on our hearts. But often to fill that infinite void, we try to fill that void with other things when we're really desiring God. So we need to serve God and not mammon is the answer to that. But how do we do that exactly? Well, first, we need to make friends with dishonest wealth. Make friends with dishonest wealth. This is a really odd expression that Jesus uses in the gospel. He uses it in the parable of the dishonest steward, but I think it's really important to helping us understand the point of the gospel. When Jesus says this, he isn't saying that we should become dishonest or that we should do dishonest things, but rather the dishonest wealth is the things of the world. And we need to make use of those things, not to gain more things in the world, but to bring others to Christ. We need to use those things as a means to sanctification, meaning to holiness. And a simple question to ask around this might be, am I using the things of this world as a means for gain in the world, or am I doing it for God's glory? And a way to remedy that is to often offer our activities to the Lord before doing them, and then accepting the outcome, whatever it may be, as part of God's plan for our lives. Notice that the steward in the parable, he doesn't get punished for his actions. But the master notes that he's prudent. And Jesus says that we can often be more prudent with the things of this world or care more about sort of dealing with this world than the things that really matter as the children of light. But what if we had that same strategic thinking toward the things of our salvation, the wealth that we try to accumulate in this life for the next life? What if we thought a little more prudently about that? And part of that starts with thinking small. Am I doing the small things that the Lord asks me to do every day before I am entrusted with big ones? Now, it's not that we shouldn't have a large kind of cosmic sense of the world and that we shouldn't care about it, but I need to realize that the Lord has entrusted me with this small area of influence, my day-to-day tasks, that if I'm not faithful to those, do I see those as part of God's plan for my path to holiness, if I don't see it that way, how am I ever going to respond to the greater things that come in my life, if they come at all? Oftentimes, those small responsibilities, which might seem very small to us, are actually a great responsibility in the eyes of the Lord. We don't know what the Lord is going to do with that. And we need to also keep in mind, too, that if we're not able to handle the things of this world, then how are we going to be trusted with the true things of the next life, the things of God? If you think about it, thinking small, this is the opposite of the way that the world thinks. Because the world wants us to be obsessed with large things that might be out of our control. But the Lord wants us to care about those smaller, more immediate things that are in your control, those things that he has placed in front of us. And we should really take that seriously. Finally, another way that we need to serve God rather than mammon is to respect the Sabbath rest. To respect the Sabbath rest. And I point this out because this is a very small line from our first reading from the prophet Amos, when he talks about the people selling their grain and displaying their wheat on the Sabbath, which would have been a day of rest for the Jewish people. And the idea was that there would not be any work done on the Sabbath. It would be a day of rest. It would be given as a day of worship to the Lord, just as God rested on the seventh day of creation. In Christianity, we still have the Sabbath rest, but it is given to us on Sunday, the day of the Lord's resurrection, the eighth day. And so what the church asks of us is to attend Holy Mass on Sunday, which is our obligation, but also to avoid any unnecessary work on Sunday. And again, if we want to reclaim ourselves to serve God rather than the world, then we really need to take seriously and obey this commandment. We need to really put it into practice in our lives. Giving that proper worship to God in a leisurely way that requires us to do nothing but enjoy him. Just to be his sons and daughters that he's called us to slow down and be with him, to reclaim our identity. It's not just something extra that we do, but it's actually integral to who we are to have that Sabbath rest in our lives. What a radical thing if we would take that commandment seriously, if we would fulfill what God is asking of us, not to do work on Sunday. Because the world wants us to work. I mean, think about how many businesses are open on Sunday. How many sporting events or activities or tournaments happen on Sunday. What if we said collectively that we're not going to take part in that culture? What if we said no to that culture of work? Now, I'm not saying that you can never do work on Sunday. I'm not saying that you can never go out and eat on Sunday. I'm not saying that you can't go shopping on Sunday. I'm not saying you can't do any of those things. But what we need to be mindful of that culture of work that the world wants us to live in, that I have to do something on Sunday. And if I'm not doing something on Sunday, then I'm falling behind. I'm not enough. That I won't get ahead financially if I don't work on Sunday. That my kid won't become the next basketball star if he doesn't play basketball on Sunday. I won't get an A on that test if I don't study the whole Sunday. I don't answer those 5 emails on Sunday. The week's ruined. Again, I'm not saying that we can never do necessary things on Sunday. The church allows for us to be able to do that. But we need to maybe stop and ask, can this wait? Is this really necessary? And instead, spend some time being with the Lord or doing an activity that is rejuvenating to us. Not just vegging on media as part of that, but maybe doing something like going outside or reading a good book or playing with your kids. Something that requires no agenda or really any time constraints, but your ability just to be with the Lord. And we don't do it just to get better at our work or be refreshed so we can go to work, but it's to acknowledge our dignity, who we're created to be, and the difference that it might be able to make in our lives. So try these things. Start serving God rather than mammon.